Hello again. Welcome to another session with me. Yet another opportunity to let the bothering world go away for a little while. Just for the opportunity for a single person to bother your mind. I'm just kidding. Just a bit of my own weird therapeutic sense of humor. Seriously, I hope you don't feel bothered at all by your sessions like this. I hope you find them as enjoyable and as productive as I do. It's always nice to be able to work with someone receptive and open-minded, willing to explore their own selves and become better as a result. I take it your week has gone well, feeling more at ease and calmer about the day, your focus centering where we want it, yes? That's good to hear. It has been the purpose of our sessions, after all. I know it might feel tedious to bring it up every so often, but sometimes it can help our progress to know where we started in our journey and why we moved forward in the first place, working on your eyes being downcast so often, afraid to look people in the eye. You've been making excellent progress to that effect, doing it less often, and the more we talk about it, the more we can identify the why to shape what we do going forward. Just like the more we talk about it, the more you can find yourself getting comfortable and settling in to letting our session begin. Familiarity from past sessions, from the resonating, engaging sound of my voice, can settle over you like a warm blanket and surround your senses along the surface beneath you. Muscles cushioned and resting easily, mind cushioned and resting easily in the sensations that make it so easy to slip into a light trance. Everything about what I'm saying can feel so familiar, so effective for letting our sessions begin, that they can ease you into the unfamiliar, that anything I might say to you soon won't at all disturb the hypnosis you happily, slowly sink into. For something unfamiliar yet familiar, I want you to imagine the first time you stepped into my office, how you cordially approached me, shaking my hand. So well behaved, except for that one issue. The issue that led you to see me, your subconscious habit of looking down, naturally not wanting to look people in the eye. From the moment I noticed that, I knew there was a good reason for it, a curious reason, something I don't believe you might have been truly aware of. For the people you meet in everyday life, I'm sure it would register to them as a lack of confidence or a diminished sense of self, especially to women where your habit is much stronger. But I believe the reasoning for that habit is misplaced. It is not that you are lacking anything, but your gaze is finding something plentiful. This is something I've noticed from a subconscious habit I have during sessions. Of having my ankles crossed over one another. It's my own comfort and familiarity to help guide my patients into a state that helps them to the road of building their own productive habits and mindsets. During all of our sessions, it was curious to me how your eyes always found my habit as a point of fixation. I am always one to encourage focal points to help along the progress of trances, as many people respond to one induction style more than others, and yours is most certainly visual, especially when the visual is a pair of feet that you find fascinating. As you continue to listen, to center yourself on the sound of my voice, you can continue reclining and relaxing, comfortable with that revealed truth. You do find women's feet ever fascinating, beautiful, and even compelling. Whether you know it or not, your eyes always trailed down to my feet. There was just something about my feet, how they looked below my pants, the ankles swaying back and forth, perhaps the style and color of my flats. I could tell how easy it was to engage with them, how absorbent of my words you are, the more animated my feet were. Rocking my feet, back and forth, like a pendulum. You followed faithfully, almost helplessly. Your lips parted so very gently, speaking fixated desires, as my pretty shoes occasionally slipped off my heel, dangling from my toes. How rapt you are when my shoe dangles from my toes, showcasing my pretty feet, letting your mind endlessly wonder when or if that shoe will drop. Unfortunately, my dear patient, this is all the time I have. The more interesting conversation takes place in the full file, which is entirely too spicy for this public venue. For now, though, I'll leave you to your imagination. Who knows what adventures lie afoot?